This is, no really, a file drawing on my eternal limpness concepts, as well as my various hands-off and chastity belt triggers. The same kind of language is used, and the track itself makes a simple edict, the rule that you only edge your cock when you are sliding into trance, and you have the choice to either wait until your next trance session, or to start jerking, knowing that the act of edging will put you deep. At some point, put you deep, and climax just makes you even more susceptible. But of course, climax is gated behind however much edging you choose to do when you're in the position to do it. I would like you to be greedy, hungry, desirous of climax, to really want it, so when you notice the differential, you get to enjoy it. And after the conditioning part of this trance, I'm gonna play with my new toy. I see that once more it falls to me to lay out some definitions, some useful restrictions I know you've welcomed into your own brain. And that's always how it is. Sit down, it's like, oh, I want some rules. Oh, I want the rules to make me hot. Make me drip. Make me hard. But that's a powerful mnemonic and training device. Getting hard, I mean. Experiencing that erecting, pulsing pull of your clothing, barely containing your slowly growing firmness. And even if you only get to a semi, you still might drip more. You still might ache more. And if you've been edging for extended times, I bet the urge will be there. Funny thing about it, edging upward makes it more normalized for you to spend more time. You wouldn't think, but more time with your hand there. And since it is such a powerful mnemonic device to feel yourself both able and willing to edge and edge, and I say nothing of climax. Anything I say about your edging goes double there. But even touching, because touching and edging are so close together, because why would you be touching if you weren't edging when it educates you in edging? Educates you toward the non-ejaculatory plateau, the point from which you know you could go past the point of no return. Or you could get more useful education into your brain. Edging is the vehicle and vector for learning. But that's not quite right. It's the pleasure that helps you learn. Pleasure anchoring to an experience so that when you recall even the very words I'm saying now, edge, hand between legs, that feeling, that urge, that ache, and you are a state-dependent creature. The way that you feel, and the things that you're hearing, and the things that you're thinking, all get encoded together. So when you access this memory, you remember the little rule. Your hands only go between your legs when it's time to go deep. Night-night, pet. An enjoyable state of flow, simply being erotically charged, and you know, feeling your body. All over. The erogenous zones can be explored. Your entire pleasure system is part of one organism. So the specific action of climax can be delayed. It's all pleasure, after all. Once you go into trance, anyway. And it has less value to come when edging longer and longer makes that climax better. How much of a bonus do you want to your next climax? Do you want the kind of pleasure bonus you get from 5 minutes of hypnotized edging? From 20 minutes of hypnotized, mesmerized, hand on cock, mind dripping out of it, edging? Or are you going to be greedy like I asked you to? I want you to have the assurance of your slowly sliding resolve, so you can watch yourself lose your ability to resist. In real time, you're determined to have a better and better time, so that's going to make you primed. And when you're primed, climax is going to be a priority. You're going to get there at exactly the right moment. So you don't want to just consign it to the inky, distant darkness. You should have a plan. A plan to climax when you feel at your most vulnerable. To drive your brain down into surrender. The boost from being hypnotized amplifies it. Edging is so pleasurable. And existing with the knowledge of that combination of edging and trance. Edging and stroking and jerking and trance and dripping and dropping. And when you do come, your thoughts dance back over that trance and install it better, roving over it for the parts that stuck out. Because when you're edging, don't you always remember the images or thoughts or visuals or experiences or moments you touched it just right? There are highlights other than a climax. You're just becoming better at savoring the highlights. Edging brings trance. Trance gives the opportunity to edge more, and you can assess and evaluate whether you'd get more pleasure from edging or sitting completely still and even in trance, trying to resist edging. Climax, bringing yourself up to the brink, almost to the point of no return, but then you find you can return. That powerful storm of sensation. We're going to reserve that. We're going to change how it flows, harness it, bottle that lightning, and all it takes is a rule or two and a demo from me to you, a demonstration, a trick or two from me, and there are more than one path you can walk down. Edging makes you deep, helps you be deep, opens the ability to climax, but if you're not somewhere safe to trance, then you're not somewhere safe to edge. So wouldn't you be able to focus better knowing that edging is trance only? And if you choose to edge, well, you can make that choice. But the freedom to make a choice is the freedom to take the consequences. In one of my favorite novels, the heroine is gifted a name. The name of something old and powerful, and she says it to call for help. But before she does, it catches in her throat. So she tries to say it again, and a gasp comes out. And only when the third attempt is made does anything happen, and boy does it happen. Well, same idea. If you reach down there to edge, and you're not in trance, and you're not preparing to go into trance, you'll feel that ask in your head, won't you? Because you'll remember me, this is memorable. The things you are hearing are memorable. That's the bonus. You get to remember, and then maybe that'll remind you to wait till later or until you're deeper. And if you try again, then hands off. Your hand slack, not there. You know better. But the third time, I'll accept it. You'll grab hold. You touch it. And you want to drop. You see yourself dropping. If you don't stop edging, you soon start dropping into trance and into the state you're in where you're pumping. Because it's very meditative and hypnotic to be pumping that length, isn't it? Your shaft trying to corrupt you into doing it over and over and over. And your climax actually helps you because it gives you a stopping point. It even gives you a moment of clarity to pry your hand away. That's why when you're in trance and you're edging, that effect is magnified. The clarity in the moment of climax is so great that when you do climax, it might help you remember. Remember whatever you're listening to. Remember whatever instructions I give you. So wouldn't you want to edge to time the climax? But we'll talk about that later. If you really want to reach for it, the first time you remember. The second time you feel that hands off. And the third you just drop, night night pet. Dropping deeply, deeply down deliberately. The slowing of the rest of the body. Because if you're choosing to really grab hold and you're not in trance yet, then wouldn't you just start making the motions the way you go down? Dropping is inevitable if you insist, because it's so good to have a clear, definite trance trigger. Just think of it. If you want to be hypnotized solo, or if you wanted to allow someone else, even a recording of your own voice or a specific part of this one, to send you under, all you need is that instruction. Start jerking right now. Start edging right now, slow and deliberate. And if you weren't deep, you are already, because doing that is powerful, pleasurable, and exploitable. The way that your length, as you edge it more, gets better at edging, so you can keep from going over your limit, keep from being up against the point of no return, and that means longer before that climax. But do you remember what your coming does? That's right, it gives you a moment of clarity. So the better you get at edging, the further you're pushing that moment of clarity. You might even push it beyond the end of the file, because learning to only jerk and edge, only touch down there for pleasure, only edge and come, if you can get there, during trance. Well, doesn't that mean you're going to get better and better at pushing the point where you would come past the end of the trance? Poor thing. Coming is allowed, though. Expressly allowed if you can get there. After climax, your senses are duller. You're deeper. There are advantages to you coming, so it's not like I don't want you to. I would love for you to come at the perfect moment in each file. But if you're coming too early, then, well, you need to get better at edging. And if you're coming after the end of the file, you need to get better at coming. But you'll get better at both if you make them part of an intentional tutorial learning practice. Haven't you thought you really wanted to maximize the pleasure you can get out of your cock? Haven't you thought about wanting to jerk it better and better? Well, this is the only real way. It makes sense. A disciplined approach is the best way, and a disciplined approach also aids hypnosis. So rather than have two different disciplines, the discipline of your cock and the discipline of the deep, deep drop are the same. One and the same, or two and the same, or pump, pump, pump the same way you always do, and you know, that's you. That's what you do. You pump, you jerk, you edge, and it's only going to get better. If you need direct instructions, of course I can say that you should touch yourself when you go into trance. Edge yourself every time you're hypnotized. And if you're not hypnotized, well, why not? I'm asking you to save a very simple mnemonic for whenever you are up. You leave it aside. Chances are good if you have anything busy enough that you don't have time to be tranced, you shouldn't be jerking it anyway. The act of climax is right out of the question. Though I suppose sufficient hypnotic training could separate the two. Pleasure and coming being different things. In that world, climax might still give you 50 or 60 units of pleasure, but when you stop seeing it as the objective, you lessen its importance, you push edging up the pyramid because that makes you feel better, but it also restores coming to what it must have used to feel like before you got so into delaying it, so into really investigating where good feelings come from. Now, with the boost from being hypnotized, the edging is as pleasurable, if not more, than coming, but coming still makes that lovely oomph in the brain. So please embrace it when you get to the perfect place. Climax, edging, the limbic system storm of sensation, we reserve that. Save it for me. Change how it flows, harness it. Bottle lightning. I told you all this before, but it bears repeating because again, I'm expressly instructing it. Coming is allowed, but edging and stroking are part of being deep. If you touched yourself outside the context of pleasurable, overriding trance, well, it would just be to adjust yourself or maneuver your clothing, because pleasurable touching is reserved for the place at the edge of the edge where you go deeply down. Deeper. Good. Think about edging. Think about it till you think about the way that your hand on your shaft slowly works your drooling fluids to make it slicker, firmer, more receptive to your touch. Every droplet you ooze out is a sign of arousal, and remember, those two things are uncoupled. A really drooly cock happens sometimes when you're hard, but when you edge, it happens more often. Make sure you're hydrated. And like weight off your shoulders, when you're finally dropping, like water on a parched tongue, your hand closing around your length, is already amazing. your hand closing around it with trance taking your senses, closing around them. You begin to pump your prize and drop your mind. Pump and drop and pump and drop nonstop until you stop, or until you come. But when you come, you also come closer, closer to my voice or any other that you trust, closer to the trance you were already focusing on. You know your mind is deep and gone when you're focusing on coming. Your mind is going because you're coming, coming closer, nearer, getting more of what I leak and drip. My words are just more juices there to ooze down, honey coating your length, making you ready, ready to edge. And like any other edge, you don't want to go running up to it. I'm really making sure you're responsible with your ability to touch your own length, your ability to work my juices and yours into your own shaft, massaging in substances that do who knows what. Once you're edging, your brain's gone. Once you're edging, you have one destination. Not climax, because again, that's decoupled from pleasure. Your destination is hedonism central. Your destination is the rising pleasure. The longer this goes on, the more it builds up a head of steam. This system makes sure you're jerking while you slide, coming while you drift. A system of only jerking, only edging when you're under. And otherwise, you try the first time and you feel trepidation. You try again and your brain says, hands off. And then the third time, you fasten warmly around your dick. You begin working it, maybe leisurely while it's still a semi, your thumb and forefinger against the softer tissue of the head. But once it flares, once it crests, once it shows you, once you show you how hard you are, it would be so hard to resist your hand pumping, so hard to resist sliding deeper, so hard to resist timing the coming perfectly, edging while you fall off the edge into deep, warm, cradling surrender below, the edge of the edge, but the system runs eternally, always pumping away in the background, a relapping and relapsing memory of you, hand on length, you stroking toward crest, you building up a head of steam. That's why every trance is a delicious surprise. Are you going to climax or not? Because you're getting really good at pushing that edging longer and longer. Think about pushing that edging longer and longer until you make it so... your hand just pumps. You go under and your hand pumps. That programming is more deep, more basic than anything else. No matter the content, no matter the context, maybe if a file says you have to stay completely still, you'd want to explore that. But if a file allows for movement, even the movement of readjusting, well, what's jerking your cock but readjusting your brain into a more sleepy, daisy, tired, overfocused, puppeted place? Your hand pumps take you there. Tiny thrusts or hand pumps or exhausting your hips. You're helping every trance. You can bring a toy or a sleeve or a device, any tool of edging. Because edging makes it deeper, edging makes it better, and edging's the only time it happens. Your hand goes for your length and you know. If you jerk, you drop. If you drop, you edge. If you edge, you might come. Or you might have to live in the world where you've pushed it beyond the horizon. Any tool of edging is open to your hypnotized jerks. You jerk, you ooze, and you think, oh, more fluid, more lubricant, more stuff to jerk with. Your brain's plugged into the knowledge. You walk around, unable to pursue pleasure a lot of the day. And therefore, you have to fit more pleasure into less time. You can use hypnotic tricks to get you there. Because when you're deep, you always play, and the contrast grows. You like being hypnotized because you need it. Need to jerk. A need that is real and strong and good for you. So you make the time. Time to trance. Time to feel your fingers dance their way south of your belt, onto your shaft, levering and pumping dick-deep pleasure into your brain. Becoming the flavor of a trance. Oh, this is a trance where edging is happening. The texture of the trance is different. It allows activity from the get-go. And that activity is even allowed to be something as mind-meltingly distracting as jerking. Something as profoundly focusing as jerking. Now, you can't do this, but if you could, Wouldn't you love to be lashed to the mast like Odysseus' siren song of, you're deep, you could jerk, you're deep, you could jerk, you're deep, you should jerk, it makes you so good at deep. Deeper and deeper down, making your striving hands reach for a cock upon which they cannot gain purchase. Reach to rub your body, excite your release. Eventually you've got too much pent-up edging and you'll squirt, you'll spurt. But if it is the case that that would happen after the end of the trance, well, that's for you to decide. Maybe you drop again and go again while you're still hard, still hypnotized. Your limp mind in the post-orgasmic aftershocks will thank you. And that's a very appealing thing to hypnotize and guide and fuel. So the next climax gets further and further out because you like the edging. If you were clever and very into a file, you could begin edging when your playlist begins and time your release to coincide with a trigger or a command. But you're always getting better at edging, and I wager you're getting better at it faster than you're getting better at timing it. And that's the reason why I said this is an educational tool. This is an anchor. This is a memory device. When you come, squirt, spurt, lost in hot, white, ecstatic, eye-rolling climax, when that searing thing happens, you are training your brain to strongly attend to what's going on, to come on a command or at a favorite part. So you embed the edging and the coming deep, use your mind to focus on, then fixate the perfect time for your edged-up journeys, so much so that whether you edge once you're in trance is gone. A dream, a myth, you not jerking, you with the tip of your shaft unmassaged by your thumb, the sides untouched by your fingers, or a toy, or a device, or any way you get off. You could even trap it between your thighs and hump your hips, a surely exhausting way to do things, but it's compatible with hypnotic binding. Just find a way that works for you, and we'll set you up for something better. And better. Struggling's fine. Oh, I see it now. That's habit forming, you know. Much more habit forming. To resist is much more habit forming. Because then you're thinking about edging without even doing it, building it up in your mind. But the thing about it is, grabbing hold of your cock and jerking it in the midst of a hypnotic euphoria is so intensely good that even if you build it up in your mind and you're like, there's no way it'll be that good, it is. That is the one thing where it really is even better than you think it is. So honestly, I don't need to do persuading. Grabbing hold of your cock is the only thing that feels just as good in reality as it did in your imagining. So the act of resisting the, it doesn't feel that good, falls hollow. And so does the, but there's a really good reason, there isn't. You're gonna be jerking it anyway. Do it during trance, you'll probably end up doing it less overall. And even if you don't, have fun with it. Climax is allowed. There's just a few factors that may push it further and further. You know, you gotta analyze your rate of return, your likelihood of ever returning to normal, which is zero, and then our likelihood of you enjoying it if you don't return to normal is 100. But struggling, well, let's say you do exactly what I said above, but you say, no, I'm not gonna come, I'm deliberately not gonna come. Well, that sounds like you've downrated the pleasure of climaxing already, so I've already won. But your edging resistance is down a lot more. A whole jerk and cum session. Sure. Come on, how often do you even listen to hypnosis anyway? So that will reduce the value of a jerk and cum session. For a momentary attempt at resistance, you might downgrade how much it's corrupting you. But you'll get back up there. You have incentives to hold out. You have a command inside your head from yourself, let's face it. Shaking your confidence in edging outside of trance is boring. It's better to upgrade the insidious pleasure when you're under. I don't need to make a case for how good that feels. Think about yourself resisting. Hypnotized. Resisting. Magnetized. Your hands are on your thighs and you need to not slide the... And no. Your hands jerking off before I'm done talking. And that's good. Because that'll help you time this to the climax of the file. Remember, perfect timing is our goal. Of course, the perfect timing for you could be never, but that's between you and the hardness you're edging. Jerk by jerk, stroke by stroke, intense climax at the right points, aligning climax with the lesson in the file. You could be so lucky to have such a powerful piece of hypnotic equipment as always, one that edges you down. You only edge in trance. Edging out of trance warns you, then sends you to trance. Climax occurs at the best moment, if it occurs at all. These rules are the best way of being. I'm not above using a few tricks to make it easier for you to get on board with what you really want, or to make it easier for you to get hard when you want to, because reserving that edging? You're gonna be so into it. It's your fetish, after all. All this stuff you wanted, this trance, this lesson, this is your fetish. And you'll know, I mean, when you want a climax, when you want a jerk, your brain will go, oh, that means it's hypnotism practice time. This is called task pairing. It's where you take one thing and you only do it when you're doing another thing. But usually it's like, I only listen to my podcasts when I vacuum the house, or I only have snacks when I'm working, whatever. You can have any set that you like. But this is two pleasurable reward things that I've joined together to make them more impactful on your day-to-day experience of really pleasure. There's a hedonic treadmill. We return to our average level of happiness with our world. But that's why spiky instances of positivity get remembered and savored more. So edging while you're dropping, dropping while you're edging, and coming while you're night-night, deeply asleep. That's going to be better. And it also just presents such an appealing thing to look in a mirror and know, the moment I start jerking, I'm going to see all the signs of dropping. And if you don't know how long it's going to be till the optimal lesson, the best point to climax, you can leave it off entirely. Because once you learn a file, say a file that's 20 minutes long, and the best part comes 20 minutes in, right toward the end in the last 2 minutes, you're going to try to edge for 19 minutes and then be trying to climax for the rest, of course. So why not randomize your playlist? Then you won't know. Why not double-blind how long you touch yourself on average and see where the climaxes land? If they land anywhere now, if it's very easy for you to climax, you're going to have to invent gentler edging, which itself is focused, fixative, keeps you locked into what's the gentlest I can touch myself without setting myself off. And you've already flipped the polarity. You're not trying to achieve climax. You're desperately, desperately trying to keep out a sensation which is very much part of you, which is already within you, and which is gonna slip containment one of these moans. No doubts about it. If you can't look at the timer, don't. You're gonna be deep. And how do you know if the next edge should be the one to let you climax? If you randomize, where's your horizon? Push your horizon further than you can see it. Don't wonder when this is all going to stop. That sounds like you're not savoring the edging. And when you listen to anything, realize the less you know about when it's over, the more likely you're going to end up with the potent memory context of being so pent up and desirous of release, and ending up out of hypno, out of time. How would you handle that? Dive right back into another trance, piggyback the new edging on the old, knowing you'll come early and often and helplessly? Or realize that by jerking, even if climax has slipped away, edging keeps you deep even with no file on, blankly moaning and jerking, still hypnotized. Self-hypnosis is still hypnosis, being dropped and daisy and hazy and your hand glued to your shaft until you come hard and shoot your shot. And blankly you go. Doesn't that sound good too? The more you stroke, the deeper you go, the more you know about jerking in trance, dancing along the edge of that edge, locked in the flow and flare of it. Dance your fingers down your shaft, press the juices out of it in one firm stroke. Keep stroking when you are coming. Keep touching when you are squirting. If your body thinks you're oversensitized, it doesn't know how useful it is for your cock to feel spent. No way to know, but a long way to go. Deeper and deeper down, hand wrapped around, pump and jerk and slide and sink. There's no room in a head this close to the edge. The climax is already reaching up. The tendrils of its corruptive influence are already telling you. There's no room to think when you're coming that hard. And if you couldn't, then you're already much too good at this. You understood the assignment.